5. To his brother Mikhail. September 30th, 1844. At first he speaks of the translation of Schiller, which the brothers wish to publish. "Yes, brother, indeed I know that my position is desperate. I want to lay it before you now just as it is. I am retiring because I can serve no longer. Life delights me not if I am to spend the best part of it in such a senseless manner. Moreover, I never did intend to remain long in the service. Why should I waste my best years? But the chief point is that they wanted to send me to the provinces. Now tell me, pray, what should I be good for out of Petersburg? What could I do? You will assuredly understand me there. As regards my future life, you really need not be anxious. I shall always find means to support myself. I mean to work tremendously hard. And I am free now. The only question is what I shall do just for the moment. Think of it, brother. I owe 800 rubles, 525 for rent. I have written home that I owe 1,500, for I know the gentry there. His father was now dead, and an uncle-in-law acted as Dostoevsky's guardian. They always send me a third of what I ask for. Nobody knows yet that I am retiring. Now, what shall I do at first, when I am no longer in the service? I haven't even the money to buy civilian clothes. I retire on October 14th. If I don't receive money from Moscow at once, I am lost. Seriously, they will put me in prison, this is certain. It's a quaint situation." There is further discussion of how he shall get money from his relatives. "You say that my salvation lies in my drama. But it will be a long time before it's played, and longer still before I get any money for it. Meanwhile, my retirement stares me in the face. My dear fellow, if I had not already sent in my papers, I should do so now. I in no way regret that step. I have one hope more. I am just finishing a novel, his Poor Folk, about the length of Eugénie Grandet. It is most original. I am now making the fair copy. By the 14th, I ought certainly to have an answer from the editor. I want to bring it out in the Atechestvenia Sapiski, Annals of the Fatherland. I am well pleased with my work. I shall probably get 400 rubles for it. That is all I hope for. I would have liked to tell you more about the book, but I haven't time. I shall certainly produce the play anyhow, for that is the way I wish to make a living. The Moscovians are incredibly stupid, conceited, and priggish. K., Dostoevsky's guardian, in his last letter advises me, with no apparent relevancy, not to let myself be so carried away by Shakespeare. He says that Shakespeare is only a soap bubble. I wish you could explain to me this ridiculous hostility against Shakespeare. Why does he suddenly drag him in? You should have seen the answer I sent him. It was a model in the polemic style. I gave him a first-class snubbing. My letters are masterpieces of the literary art. Brother, do for God's sake write home at once. My situation is desperate. The 14th is the very utmost limit of my time. I sent in my papers 6 weeks ago. For heaven's sake, write to them, and tell them to send me the money without delay. It is urgent, for otherwise I shall have no clothes. Chlestakov, in Gogol's Reviser, was ready to go to prison, but only with all dignity. Now, how can I, barefoot, go to prison with all dignity? My address, by the Vladimirkirche, care of Pryanishnikov, Grafengasse. I am extraordinarily pleased with my novel, beside myself with joy. For it, I shall certainly get money, but as for anything else, forgive this incoherent letter.